Many of you are being awakened today to hear our messages and to believe in our help and support, our practical help and support. As you go throughout your day, we are there. We are not hiding or difficult to feel or to know. We are always with you, and we are always available. Now. What holds humans in limitation is their preference for the past, their desire for the future, and the avoidance of the now.
It all starts with God. Keep the God you have. You do not have to change the God you know to understand the angels. God is God. Don't mistake him for another being. All we know to tell you about God is what the angels have told us.
No matter how big, huge, all-consuming, or wise you think God is, you do not have him big enough. Not nearly big enough. God is love. The Father, the Mother, the Source, the All, Allah, the Divine Mind, the Supreme Being, the Goddess. Whatever you have learned to call him or her, God is the one we all pray to, even we angels.
In our classes, students want to know what kinds of angels come to them when they are writing. For the most part, angels fall into several main categories. A long time ago, an ancient scholar named Dionysius was given the three hierarchies and the nine choirs of angels. Each of these groupings of angels has a commitment to God and works within his kingdom, carrying out his plan and will. The angels in the hierarchy closest to the earth are dedicated to working with us while we are here. We will focus on groups of angels who will be teaching you the most frequently: angels, guardian angels, and archangels, who are all divine beings. Angels were created by God to be his messengers, to do his will, and to help humankind. Angels are divine beings from God who watch over you and guide you and keep you safe. This group includes many levels of angels assigned to provide help, support, and comfort. Angels have never lived on earth. They are not or ever have been human. As a cow is different from a person, so an angel is different. Angels are unique beings, and after God, have the greatest view of the total purpose of earth, its inhabitants, and the universe. Archangels are God's emissaries to give to earth love and compassion. As you are thinking about your spiritual path, you might want to call on the influence of one or more archangels. They will help you increase your learning and strength. Many people believe there are seven archangels. There are more, but these are the ones who have been assigned to earth to help us while we are on our planet. They are Michael, Raphael, Gabriel, Uriel, Haniel, Raziel, and Ariel. Guardian angels were assigned to you personally and are always with you. Other angels may come and go as needed, but your guardian is 100% committed to you for your entire life. Angels will not run your life. No angel will intrude on your free will. They cannot interfere. The key to receiving help from an angel is to ask for it. They will always be evident when you ask for their assistance. Even though you may be in imminent danger, they pray to God for you and will only go to work if it is God's will to do so.
We never work singly. If you see just one of us, know there are thousands of backup helpers. We always come as a heavenly choir of love. What you need to perceive for your greatest good is what you will perceive.
Every essence, thought, or feeling has a corresponding angel. Whatever you need, there are angels ready to bring help. When you are in a dentist chair, ask for the angel of fearlessness to be with you. Perhaps an angel of strength and an angel of patience, or an angel of calmness. For the dentist, ask for angels of steadfastness, swiftness, painlessness, and wisdom to guide his hands. ask for anything you want to have happen, and an angel will be there immediately to blend with your personal energy. Most of us have been conditioned to think angels look like 17th century paintings. In reality, angels have all sorts of appearances. The truth of angels is they have many shapes, forms, sizes, appearances, and duties. No one angel is like another. You will see angels as you need to see them. Sometimes you may see only a burst of light in a darkened room, or a cloudy form around a person's body. Often angels will appear as a recognizable human, perhaps even someone you know or have known of. Other times they will transform into a symbol that you will understand. Need a warrior? Ask for one. Need some joy in your life? An angel can bring it to you. Masters and spirit guides are wise, elevated souls who have lived on earth as human beings. Often they are recognizable, such as Jesus, a saint, or a biblical character. If you belong to a religion or group with a loving head or teacher, this master may appear to you. These are not angels in the classic sense, but souls who have lived on earth and who now can teach from the other side. Many people also refer to this group as angels, although in the strictest sense of the word, they are not truly angels. Masters and spirit guides are the majority of beings who will be coming to you with messages. They frequently teach and are here to help you with your life problems and lessons to help you on your path. Because they have lived on earth, they have compassion and understanding of your problems. They are committed to your life and understand you even more than you do. They know how you are interconnected with other souls. They know your life's goals and can see into your future. They protect you, warn you, and love you. This also includes the groups known as teachers, guides, and ascended masters. They have different personalities and appearances and constantly remind you of your strengths, virtues, purpose, and lovingness. Masters and spirit guides are workers and teachers. Many Catholics feel especially close to a saint. Jews may relate well with a prophet, while Hindus revere one or more gurus. Whatever your religious background or belief, expect many personalities and interesting contacts when you are working with masters. Barbara's main guide is the Old Testament Joshua. While on the earth, Joshua was a warrior, and he comes to Barbara as a no-nonsense guide and fierce protector. Trudy's guardians go by the name John Paul. These are two energies who have joined together to be her master teachers. John was a healer and a disciple of Jesus. Paul was a teacher. Trudy's work this lifetime is to be a healer-teacher, and these energies help her with this work.
Because you are spiritual beings having a physical experience this lifetime, when your earth work is done, you will pass over to the other side, join the angels, and then help those still on earth.
Deceased mortals are those who have made their transition from the earth plane to the afterlife. These are simply people who have died. They are not ghosts, though they are sometimes mistaken for them. They are souls with whom you can communicate in the same way you did when on the earth together. They may be a spouse, parent, grandparent, or friend, and they are frequently recognizable. Our biological father comes to us occasionally when we need loving support. We can tell it's him because he smells like Dad, and we physically experience his essence and presence. We recognize our mother because she kisses our cheeks when she is with us. The sense of unconditional love we feel has brought us to tears as we experience the true and total love of Mom. Some of us have relatives and friends we do not care to see again on any side of life, but we assure you that beings who have died or gone to the light are now beings of light and will not bring you anything but love. When the body dies, the part of the person that was cranky or mean or unloving does not make the transition to the light. Painful and negative earth energy stays behind on the earth. Therefore, when you meet with a dead relative, even if they were despicable on earth, you will meet them only as the love they have become. they become a form of pure and unconditional love that will be a transforming experience for you when you encounter it. Less than loving entities that show up are not of the angels. Such entities are not welcome, and you should invite them out firmly, just as you would an unwanted guest in your home. Prayer is the best method of allowing only loving, positive energy to come to you. Always pray before seeking spiritual contact. Angels have the most universal knowledge and the most broad perspective. Masters are superb teachers with access to your innermost thoughts as they relate to the world. A deceased mortal's best work is done through unconditional love and comfort. We call all the groups angels, with a collective small a. There is an infinite number of angels, masters, spirit guides, and teachers. Most often you will not have any idea as to the type of angel you are receiving. This is fine. It is not so important who you receive, but only that you are receiving and that it touches your truth. You will learn from all of them.